It's 2 o'clock. I'm Daniel Holmes. The excessive wages of executives in Britain are damaging the global economy, a report suggests. The High Pay Commission reveals that these salaries have soared more than 4,000% in the last 30 years.
The former boss of Barclays, John Varley, took home a package worth over £4 million, 169 times more than the average worker in Britain. Compare that to 1980, when the boss at Barclays got just 13 times the average wage. The Commission says the pay gap's damaging efforts to rebuild the economy. It wants the biggest packages to be made public and monitored by a new national body.
Germany and France have clashed about the role of the European Central Bank. The two countries disagree on whether the ECB should take bolder actions to solve the euro debt crisis. Raisa Youssef reports.
The division between European leaders appears after one of Germany's worst bond sales. This proves that the two-year-old crisis could even threaten Berlin. Angela Merkel is firmly convinced that the mandate of the ECB cannot be changed. However, France believes the best way to avoid contagion relies in more intervention from the central bank.
Clashes between civilians and police continue in Cairo, with 37 now confirmed dead. The protesters are trying to storm Egypt's interior ministry and force the ruling military to step down immediately. The army is refusing to hand over power to an elected president until next July. A 67-year-old former physics teacher is campaigning to restore communist rule in Russia. Gennady Zyuganov, leader of the Russian Communist Party, is preparing to make his fourth bid to become president, despite the party's unpopularity in opinion polls. Natasha Smith has more.
Zyuganov is now trying to gain support for the Communist Party's new election campaign. His manifesto centres around a total rejection of capitalism, even though it is now rampant across the country. The 67-year-old urges people not to rush to conclusions about the outcome of the elections, noting that the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution took everyone by surprise.
3 months after the assassination of Burhanuddin Rabbani, the Afghan government is ready to resume negotiations with the Taliban. The conditions set by the Afghan government are for the Taliban to establish a political office prior to the start of negotiations. Burhanuddin Rabbani was considered the chief peace envoy. George Clooney will be a witness in the court case against Silvio Berlusconi.